And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and John.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. During the segment there, or the break between these two segments, we were talking about how nothing we covered in that first segment had anything to do with grilling. But this is what the Grillin' Guys is all about. The premise of this, if you're just tuning in for the first time, is two guys standing on the deck grilling. But you got a lot of downtime when you grill, so you might have a cocktail, but then you also have great conversations with one of your buddies. And so if this is your first time tuning in, hang on, because we're going to have some more of that coming up, I guarantee it, because it never stops. But what we're trying to do here is talk a little bit about different styles of barbecue. Believe it or not, this is a real thing. And Bob has traveled the country teaching barbecue in a prior life, and so that's why he's our expert. So, Bob, what's unique about the Tennessee area, Memphis specifically?
And honestly, I'm not even comfortable with the term expert because I don't know. But my tutor, mentor was Rob Russell, and that's who I traveled with.
Yep, bless heart, rest his soul, man. Yeah, he's not with us anymore.
Yeah, he was quite the mentor, and a great teacher. But we had a lot of fun traveling the country teaching barbecue. And the cool thing is people will go to a barbecue class. They'll spend pretty big bucks to go and spend a night to learn how to grill better.
Well,
or barbecue.
So harken back to the day, that's how this show started, is you and I were cooking at church. Right. And we had a men's night every quarter, and the food was questionable until we stepped up and said, hey,
well,
to our pastor.
I'll sharpen your memory. I met you by going to Battle Creek for a steak night, and I rode in the back seat of your Tahoe.
Right. Yep. Exactly. That's where we met. But then we took over and we were cooking. Yeah. We were cooking for this men's group. And here I go again down a rabbit trail. But you got to understand this. We were cooking for it, but one of our advisors, a guy named Greg Mosheri. Greg noticed that while we were cooking, we were teaching. And that was because of your background. First of all, the food was better. And I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. It's technique, and it's knowing how to do it. But then secondly, we were more about we needed help, right? Yeah. It couldn't just be the two of us.
Right.
So we had to get guys to come in.
Right.
Well, most of them didn't have the skills that you had. And I was learning from you on the way, but at the end of the day, we taught people.
Yeah,
quarter after quarter after quarter, our group became bigger.
I remember the one we were doing ribeyes.
Yeah,
and I remember the one guy that helped us was trimming all the fat.
Right. Yeah,
that whole outer cap off the ribeye.
Right.
It's like you're throwing away like $10 a steak. Right.
Right. Yeah, and the best part because fat's flavor. But anyway, I digress. Back to Memphis.
Okay.
So it's a barbecue style. Tell us a little bit about the characteristics of that.
And you know, there's a competition in Memphis every spring called Memphis in May.
Yep.
And we were bound and determined to broadcast from there long ago. We never did.
Right.
Because we'd broadcast from Kansas City at the KCBS American Royal, and that was really expensive. We didn't break even.
I don't know.
But Memphis is, it's kind of cool because if you shoot to the west just a little bit, you're in St. Louis, and it's a pretty similar profile. And if you shoot west a little bit more, it's Kansas City, quite different.
Yep.
Kansas City, I would call kind of a sweeter style.
We're going to cover that in the next segment.
Yeah.
Right.
But Memphis, the way it was best described to me was by Rob Russell. And for one thing, Memphis largely just does a dry rub on their ribs. And this is where they get their, their notoriety is the ribs. But it's got that powdered Worcestershire sauce.
So are these baby backs or spares or both?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Right.
Now, if you go a little further west again, you're in St. Louis, and there is a cut called the St. Louis rib.
Right.
That's when you take a standard spare rib and you cut that bottom off it and square them off so that it's a uniform look.
Yep.
That's a St. Louis.
Right. But in Memphis, it's just...
You know what? I think that everybody likes doing baby backs better.
Yeah.
But I can't speak for everybody in Memphis, obviously.
Right. Yeah. So what makes them, why do you call them Memphis? Is it just the cut, or is there a flavor profile?
It's the seasoning.
Right.
And if you look at different companies that make spices, if you try the Memphis style of rub, and you've had them before, you can actually buy one called Pig's Ass.
Right.
Rub some butt. There's two different companies that both make the same thing. It's the same spice company's making it.
Okay, just putting two different labels on.
These guys are competing with the same blend.
Yeah.
And I used to rep for that company, and I can tell you that we had a version of that same spice, too, and I used to give it to you.
Yeah.
And it's
one of
good.
My favorites.
It's good.
One of my favorites.
But it's truly a Memphis style.
If I remember right, the dried Worcestershire is in there, and then there's also a little bit of citrus, just a little bit, like a lime flavor almost.
Yep,
that's in there.
There is a powdered lemon or lime. I'm going to say it's lemon, but who knows? Doesn't matter. They're pretty similar. Lemons are a little bit more tart, I guess. But that's a good point.
Yeah, and I really enjoy that flavor, and I always have a Memphis-style rub on my spice shelf, and I'll use it two ways. When I do chicken wings, that's not traditional Memphis stuff, but I'll do chicken wings, and I'll dry rub them with that Memphis, but when I want it to stick to them, I'll take a quarter cup in a Ziploc bag and maybe put like 20 wings in there, have a quarter cup of Old World Olive Company lime olive oil. That citrus profile on a chicken wing to me gives it just a little bit of punch, and I really, really like that. But I back it with a Memphis style rub, and the combination of those two, I found when I cook those for people, they're like, oh my gosh, what's on this, you know, wing? And I share everything. There are no secrets in my kitchen, right? Because all I want people to do is eat good food. And that's one of them that is simple. Buy a bottle of the lime-infused olive oil from Old World Olive, and then put a Memphis rub on your wings or ribs, either one. Don't put so much oil on ribs as I do on the wings, just because I like it to stick.
Yeah.
And ribs, they pretty much sticks anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so that actually, when we would do our chicken and ribs class, we always did the wings, and Rob insisted on using grapeseed oil and our Memphis blend.
Right. And grapeseed oil, for those of you that don't know, it's not really a specialty other than the fact it has a high temperature smoke point.
Right.
And what I mean is that if you use regular cooking oil, you get things too hot, you get a smoky, burnt taste, and the grapeseed won't do that. It flames at a much higher temperature.
And what I've discovered by reading is that a lot of grapeseed oils are actually rancid.
Yeah.
We should ask Corey and Shasta that.
Yeah, right. I've got it there before. They don't carry it all the time, but because they're an olive oil place, not a grapeseed, but it's just weird. It's a different concoction to put it together. So we kind of just made a short stop into Memphis, and we're gonna continue down the road. As Bob said, go a little bit to the west, and there's a place called Kansas City, and this is the home of barbecue. So coming up next, Kansas City Barbecue. Stick with us. We'll be back.